Christopher Glenn.
The guest is Governor Pete DuPont for the Republican nomination for the presidency. Power. This is the Mutual Broadcast Television System.
PLJ. We'll have a great time New this York morning at 10 o'clock right here on 95
WNBC New York.
American radio is booming in more ways than one. There are presently 10,009 radio stations in America. Last year, they earned $6.75 billion, an increase of almost 12% from the year before. That boom has made radio very attractive to new owners. Coupled with deregulation, the loosening of government standards on program content, it has triggered a wave of speculation in radio stations. And it has triggered something that alarms and annoys many broadcasters. At hundreds of stations across America, the new owners are cutting back or dropping radio news to cram in a few more minutes of commercials and rock and roll.
People are coming into the business who aren't broadcasters. They're entrepreneurs, they're speculators, they want to buy a station, and they want to sell it a couple of days later at a big profit.
Jim Farley is news director of the original radio network in America, NBC. Like many broadcasters who inhabit studios such as this one at CBS, Farley is troubled by the cutbacks in news time. And in news personnel.
Yeah. Just got it in. Why we didn't hear it.
No problem.
There's been kind of a pattern around the United States of cutting the radio newsrooms, but I think it's short-sighted, and that's why radio news is still going to be around.
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Jack Swanson is program director of radio station KGO in San Francisco.
The economic forces in radio, new owners of radio stations who are not long-term traditional broadcasters, but are business people. Very interested in doing what business people do quite well, increasing their profits. And there is certainly a feeling among many of this new breed that radio news is an unneeded expense.
None of this sounds very promising for radio news. And yet, there is hope. It springs from programmers like Jim Farley and Jack Swanson, both of them young enough to identify with the new wave of pop packaging, yet both of them burning with an old-time passion for the great traditions of radio news.
It's funny, the size of the picture you can convey to people is really more limited in television the way I see it. You have a 19-inch television screen, that's the size of the picture. You got a 21-inch, that's the size of the picture. Radio is unlimited. There's no screen. It's the theater of the mind. It's unlimited in what we can convey.
I get a strong feeling that you have a sense of romance about radio that goes beyond your ability to earn money in it.
Oh, you have to. I think radio makes no sense unless you love it.
There's got to be radio news. Even if it's not all of the programming, it's got to be there. So these people who have bought these stations are going to find the quick profits are going to go away if you can't hold the audience. And an important part of that is news and information.
One of the great things that radio has, Ron, is almost limitless time. 24 hours to fill every day. We've got the time. Unlike television, we have the time to spend the time on the issues, to develop stories more fully. The economics of radio mean that it's cheaper to do that kind of thing. The hardware is in place. The technology is in place. All we need at this stage are people who own radio stations who want to go do that. And I think the audience will come along for it.
Sunday, South Korea's defense ministry said the news came from communist propaganda speakers along the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas. We'll have more after this.